Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana chiarena na wetia la la boschia la la boschia. Mana la boschia na 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 we na na wetia. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she for you.
To you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14:13-14 to loose now your angels around us, our homes, cars, lands, properties, animals, vehicles, and workplaces in great abundance to guide, to guard, protect, and minister to us. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that your angels will continuously force out, drive out, and keep out all demonic spirits from us and our homes, cars, land, properties, animals, vehicles, and workplaces. And the rest of this, for the rest of this day, until tomorrow afternoon, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen and amen. Today we are reading from Genesis 18, 1-33. Yes, praise the Lord, it's Genesis 18. And the Lord appeared unto him and the plans of Mary, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and to three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass now away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you more hearts after that ye shall pass on. But therefore are ye to your servant." And they said, "So do as thou hast said." And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth." And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched the calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And thus Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son." And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were told, and well stricken in age, and ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Then Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not," but she was afraid. And he said, "Nay, but thou didst laugh." And the men rose up from this and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And the Lord said, "Because thy cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me. And if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city? Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after the manner to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find and saw 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, which thou destroy all the city for lack of 5. And he said, if I find there 45, I would not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there should be 40 found there. And he said, I would not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, peradventure, there should 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Yet for this one, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he left, communion with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto this place. My God couldn't even find 10 righteous people. He already knew the answer when he made the question. My God, did he find 10 righteous people in the entire city of Sodom and Gomorrah? Praise the Lord. We're going to continue with worshiping. You have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name is Jesus.